90%. I get 90%.
Blog Talk Radio.
I did 37 years doing this shit. You think Charles Sebastian was getting 90% and they're going to be doing comedy for not even a year? That's what I'm saying about you, young. But that's the reason why I'm on here, to put y'all up on game. Because you don't know business. You think you know something. That's why your girlfriend is unhappy. That's why your life is where it's at. You don't have no money in the bank. And I know you struggle by those things that you say. You know? Punk asses. Yeah, we know people want their money. Shit, I want my money too. Don't try to get to understand. I'm just saying, things happen. And the money he took, Live Nation ain't going nowhere. That little money they paying us ain't shit. I sent the video to Live Nation, which Austin Wright did, and they laughed. And DJ Academic said, "Those what? You can't keep burning bridges. You know, you can keep doing the chiseling circuit and for the next 37 years, you won't be able to take care of your family. I bet you that. I bet you $1 million on that." You didn't hear the story, dog. We're going to pay him something. Didn't I say Live Nation you're going to pay him? When your name come back around, I'm going to block it. Anybody say something stupid, again, I'm
going to
block it.
But the shit I don't understand, if Rock Nation say, according to his words verbatim, you see that bed? Crazy. But according to him, he said, if Rock Nation say, I'm going to pay you in January, that's what it is. Who the fuck is going to be doing a fucking stand-up comedy going to these different fucking cities in 80 cities? So you got this nigga paying his own hotel fees, flights, food, everything. You get nothing? Yeah, he got a $750 check. That's after complaining. But then on the flip side, I think he said it already, or he's about to say it, that his people told him, and I'm talking about T.K. Kirkland, they said, I told you so, meaning dealing with that dude is always going to be an issue. He's always going to ruffle the feathers. And by him saying in the interview, about how they didn't let him bring his props in because he was going to do the Jan Morant joke. And he was in Dallas, Texas, hometown, just down in third. And he was in the green room or the back room or whatever by himself, and anything could have happened. I'll say this, if they really want something to happen, you would have got. That's number one. If niggas wanted you, if you saying that, you know what I'm saying? The family, and if I wanted you to get touched, I would have got you touched. See, this the family, and I'm Jay Prince. So if I wanted to get you, I get you. If a pig is in a pig pen, you see, pigs like to get dirty. And when you get dirty, you become a hog, and hogs get slaughtered. And you understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, if Jay Prince and them niggas, the mob ties, if they wanted the mob tie, Colombian necktie your ass, they would have done it. But I don't know. I'm going to play a little bit. I'm not playing this whole 16-minute shit, but I'll play a little bit more, goddammit. And Charleston White Live right now is still not on. It's still not on.
I smoke tobacco. I just said Live Nation going to pay. When they pay, they get ready to pay. So they're going to pay. I talked to them Friday. Anybody that's concerned, you do entertainment for 37 years at home, homes and cars. Put your kids through school. That's why I'm on here. But listen, I got to come. I got to do something.
Hold on. I got you, son.
Thank you,
hold
family.
On.
Israel, no explanation. So listen, just you check out my show. I'm on vacation now. You know, I'm at one of my spots in the world. You see, I got my man Jordan in the back. So listen, I'm July 1st, 2nd, 3rd, I'm going to be at the Uptown Comedy Club in Hakeville, Georgia. And then I'm going to be rolling for the next year, no breaks. What an opening feature act gets when you do Comedy Club. And they'll tell you, Anybody else, gonna kiss my ass. Toss to my guy, he deserved. Don't you think that nigga deserved more money than what he got? Any ex-legit comedian, what an opening feature act gets when you do comedy club. And they'll tell you. Anybody else, gonna kiss my ass. Yep, Columbus, Ohio, day before Thanksgiving. Jersey City in the building. That's right, dude, risking it all. And that's all we can do as OGs. We try to put people up on the game. We ain't here to hurt nobody. I ain't here to talk no negativity on. I want, listen, if you fuck with me, I want you to win. I got receipts of everybody I put on. And none of the people I put on complain ever that TK did anything shady. I'll be in Vegas day before the Super Bowl. So get ready for them tickets too.
If y'all want to hear the whole thing, y'all, because you know that majority rules, please press one if you want to hear the rest of this. All right? If y'all want to call in, the number is right there. We're going to go through some more shit. And whoever is still watching Charleston White's live, if they come back on, please let me know so I could go there. Hold on. I'm going to click on it one more time and see if he's live. I'm going to do it right now to see if he's live. All right. Hold on. Right here. Yeah. His live is not back on because he's up there talking, not even understanding what the fuck is going on right now. And they said he was showing receipts that he got beat in the head. So I don't know. But Charleston White is live, but you can't see it. So y'all just keep me posted on what's going on, all right? All right. If y'all want to see the rest of it, all right, well, nobody ain't saying shit. So let me take this call real quick. We got we got a couple of calls. Let's take some calls real quick. And Uncle Charles in Brooklyn and Cali, y'all niggas calling real quick. All right, we got two callers. Area code, we got... Illest nigga in Nebraska. What you want, nigga?
What's up, my guy? What's going on, man?
Hey, shit. Good, hot.
Man. Hey, TK got him a man, bro. I think he got him one.
Oh, so you think TK Kirkland got over on Charleston White?
Hell yeah. He said he was getting 90% at the motherfucking dough, man. You know?
Right, but hold on.
And now
No. I got to cut you right there because at the end of the day, you have to understand something. This is what I learned a little while ago. When you get the door, you can't be a host getting the door. You have to have seniority because that's where you mainly get all the money from is the door. So TK Kirkland been doing this shit for 30 plus. So he has the seniority to get 90% of the door because you have to invest in the door to get your money and get more. So he can't get none of that door. So if anybody understands that, then you will understand. He can't get 90% of the door because you don't have that seniority yet. Your feet have... You haven't been drowned in the water. His feet is just wet. You're not even submerged in the water. But I'll say this in closing. I mean, TK Kirkland is the one that said that he liked Charleston White. He the one that put that out there, and that he would like for him to do comedy with him and this, that, and the third. I can see on the flip side, if you really like the Charleston White like that, if anything, you could have threw him something out of that pot. From the door, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying, though, Mike. That's what I'm saying. Like, TK just said, you know, in so many words, you know, he threw it out there like motherfucking January. Nigga, ain't nobody finna wait. Who gonna do take a job and don't get paid to fucking January? Man, that's fucking 5 months down the road, man.
Yeah, that's crazy, though. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's some new shit. I never heard of no shit like that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So that's why I say I think from TK to whoever you know was behind the scenes that had promoters who put all they money into that shit, man, they're like, man, shit, this nigga don't know what's going on. shit, we gonna just, you know, give this motherfucker some crumbs. They gave him $750. Once they saying he was paying for his hotels and all that shit, that way he fucked up at. I wouldn't have never been paying for my fucking hotels if I'm on a damn tour.
Facts. Right.
You know, the plane rides, tours, all that shit. You know, to get back, especially if they was shit more than six hours. You know, he could have drove that shit, but he talking about flying from east to west, man. Shit, man, those some hell of five plane tickets, man. But you know, I look at it like the film, man. You gotta know what you're getting paid before you start any job. That's just what it all boils down to, man.
Right.
You know,
right.
But you know, I don't know, man. But anyway, man. I show some love to the platform, man. You know, I don't know if it came through or not, but you know, you might have put a TK Kirkland on me, and told me they ain't come through.
No, nigga, I was gonna... Nah, but listen, you're the only one that donated to the show. Yeah, and that's fucked up, but I ain't complaining. At the end of the day, if y'all no. See, I keep saying if.
Yeah, man.
Please show, you know what I'm saying? Make sure, I'm not going to go through it because it's like speaking to a wall. But I know, I get it how people, you know, the circumstances at hand. I get it. But if you got it, show some fucking love. Don't just act like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's all good. It's all good.
Don't really be acting like the other thing in Nebraska and shit. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But
show some
man.
Love, man. But
man.
Thank you, man. Thank you for calling.
All right, man. Be cool, man. I'm tuned in.
You already. Peace. All right. After this caller, I'm going to play his stand-up real quick. We got a few more things to look at, but let's keep it pushing. Area code 570. What you want, goddammit?
Yo, what's happening, man? Great show today. And y'all hit that like button and salute.
That's right.
But, you know, in conclusion to what's going on, Charleston White got donkey fucked. Pause. Because
yeah, I think that.
Just like the illus just said, man, who's supposed to pay for their own airfare and their own hotel if you on the show? But now, as far as being the star of the show, I don't think Buddy understand that he's not the star of the show. And just like you said a minute ago, you know, them Jersey niggas are wild. So
nice.
I think Charleston just took one for his team. I don't
know.
Look,
the nigga, hold on. If nobody don't even know, TK Kirkland was in the movie New Jersey Drive with the brothers playing spades at the table.
Facts.
He was in that movie. He was in every fucking thing. He been stealing
and in
stealing
NWA
stealing.
Videos, and in
exactly.
NWA videos. So, you know,
he been around.
It's a matter of it's a pecking order that you know. I guess that we have to go through here in life. So, you know, homie just have to pay his dues, and I guess if Cuz Donkey fucked him, I guess he gonna have to just roll with that as he did, right?
I guess so. I guess so.
And from where I'm standing at, that looked like snakes eat snakes, my brother.
Mm. And it's like the I see you, Uncle Charles. Hold on. It's like the music game. It's like the music game, the industry. All
yeah.
the people
yeah.
that been in the game for a long time, they know how the game is. They are not going to tell the new up and coming how the game goes. They're not going to tell them like, hey, don't go that way.
No.
They always look for the suckers. And that's exactly what they're doing to Charleston White.
Yeah, I think he got played all the way off the board. But I guess in their realm, that's how those things go, you know. So. But, I mean, you know, Charleston, he making his money, you know, hustling and getting it how he can get. He should headline his own show. You dig what I'm saying?
Facts. That's a fact.
But, you know, that's all I had to say, my brother. Keep up the good work. Please like, share, donate to the platform, and I will be sliding you something a little bit towards the end of the show, but I'm still tuned in, bro.
Hey, man, thank you, King. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for calling in.
No problem.
All right, peace. Uncle Charles, hold on. I got you, Uncle Charles. Let me just say this, and I'm going to make it. I don't care what you think. You got to grind. It ain't no warehouse job. This is a grinding, overbearing job. I will ask anybody in here, I mean, each and last one, especially if y'all doubt me or any other YouTuber that has been grinding for a long time, and y'all have been following me for years, so you know how much I grind. I have my little setbacks and things of that nature. But I will give you a week, and that's just pushing it. I give y'all a week to do what I do. And I mean edit, look for stuff, search for people, see if they're going to do interviews, all of those things. Let's see how quick, let's see how easy you think it is to do. To be honest, I will bet you $500. I will put $500 on the table. And I'm dead ass to see if y'all niggas think this shit, what we do, is so easy to do. And I give it to you. Let me know. And I'm dead ass. But I doubt it. So stop doubting what the fuck I do. Let's go to my nigga Uncle Motherfucking Charles. What's good, brother?
Man, what's happening, man? What's going on, Mike? Let me tell you something, man.
Charles,
let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. You never do business with a nigga with two letters in his name. You never do that. The nigga gonna rob you. TK, CW, all that shit, them names like that. Nigga gonna rob your motherfucking ass. Let me tell you something, man. A nigga did that to my dad, and my daddy wanted his motherfucking money. He said, I'm going to pay you next week. No, my dad said, you're going to pay me now. And he hit him in the back of the fucking head with a double heel shoe. You know, back then they used to wear them double heel shoes. The motherfucker, you couldn't even sneak up on nobody with them shoes. You couldn't sneak up nobody with them double heel shoes. Let me tell you something, man. Let me explain something to you, man. Things don't motherfucking change. Things don't evolve, man. You have to pay niggas their money. Let me tell you something, man. In 1975, my daddy stepped on a cockroach, splattered his ass all over the place. Here it is, 2023. He do the same motherfucking thing. That roach is still living. Things don't change. What? People have evolved. You motherfuckers, they got their money. You got to pay motherfuckers their money. Give them their goddamn money. Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. When you don't pay a man his money, he got a right to do whatever he wants to do with you. And T.K. Kirkland been robbing niggas for years. I don't know why Charles White. Now, he don't really slipped on this one. Let me tell you something. Charles may need to get a motherfucking bus and call it the Charles White Review. Nigga, come get me. Nigga, I performed at the Stardome in Hoover 3 times. I performed, goddamn it, at the Avondale Lounge 3 times. I performed at a motherfucking goddamn wedding, and I performed at a fucking funeral. Nigga, come get me. Nigga, you ain't got me but $300 a motherfucking show. Nigga, let me tell you something. Coming in ain't hard. Coming is easy. It's what the secret to coming is being your fucking self. That's how you do that. You got to be naturally funny to do fucking comedy. It ain't fucking hard at all. That's easy fucking work. Nigga, come get me. Get out there, Mike. Tell that nigga Charles, come down here and bust and get this nigga him. Get Uncle Charles, nigga, and you ain't got to give me but $300 a motherfucking show. And that's all I got to say, player.
Uncle Charles, when I get off live, I'm going to call you because I got some plans for you. You hear me? I'm going to call you.
Sir. Okay.
My uncle motherfucker Charles, I got some shit lined up, man. If you ain't with me, then you definitely against me. And I'm going to say it. Brooklyn and Cali, I got you. Hold on, King. Hey, Mike, this came in, but would like to add that most people would have quit a long time ago if they had to go through what you had. Two, since I've known you, I've been through a lot, bro. Okay, but I'm going to leave it right there. But thank you to the illest nigga in Nebraska for showing love to the platform. All right, I feel like I have to be like Homer Simpson when they when he choke his son. You know how he be choking his, how he choke him, and you know how his head swell him and eyes be poking out. But I got to do that to some of y'all. But it's all good. I love some of y'all. All right? But it's some in the background that always, you know what I mean, that's always there. You know what I'm saying? Brooklyn to Cali, NOYB, quite a little bit after that. But the ones that knows, you know what's popping. You know what I mean? They always show love to the platform and all that good shit. Let me go to my homie, Miss Drew, too. Love you, girl. We got my brother from the other side of the coast, Brooklyn to Cali. What you want, nigga?
What's the deal, man?
What's good, brother? Talk to me, man.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. I think that, you know, as far as Charleston life...
Wait. You got to talk up a little bit, brother. You sound far away.
I still sound far away?
Yeah, man. It sound like you in an incubator.
Oh, shit.
Where you at?
Hold on. Wait a minute.
This nigga just got born. All right, you sound good. Go ahead.
I said, as far as Charleston White goes, I think that, you know, kind of putting the carriage before the horse. He see his name up there. He don't understand the comedy game, man. That shit takes forever. You got to put your time in. You got to grind it out. And if you don't grind it out, man, you just got to have patience. Look at all these comedians that are where they are today. Look how long they've been doing it to get where they are today.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of dudes that may seem like they fly by night or overnight successes, but they've been doing this shit for fucking 25 years, 30 years, just to get where they are today.
Can I interject real quick, brother? When a lot of them have, like, Eddie Murphy and other people, T.K. Kirkland and so forth and so on, when these niggas was coming up, and even like 10, 15 years after that, these niggas was, at first, they was getting paid $25. These niggas were getting paid $75 to $100. So with what they make now, they are happy because the comedy game ain't cheap, and he got a $750 check. He definitely should be happy because the comedic game is brutal. Go ahead.
Yeah, he definitely shouldn't have thrown TK under the bus like that when it's a Rock Nation thing or a Live Nation thing. But TK stands for taking cash, player. Don't ever trip. You better believe it.
Hold on. You got to say that again, brother. TK stands for what? For what?
He said taking cash, my nigga. Don't ever forget it. That's T to the motherfucking K, man. He a legend in two games, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He a legend in this comedy game, and he a legend on that stroll. You know how I go. But,
that's,
man,
right.
I ain't call for nothing. I just came to tap in with you guys and say what up to everybody in the chat. Y'all support the program, man. Support the platform, man. This shit ain't easy.
Damn, Sean, hey, man. Brooklyn, Cali, you already know how much love I got for you, King. So, you know, I appreciate you calling
into
this.
It's all love,
show.
Buddy. You my brother, all right, man. It's all love, man. Ain't nothing but love, man. I got a lot of faith in you, man. So keep doing your thing.
You already know, my G. Peace.
Yes, sir. Peace.
It's my motherfucking homie right there, for real. When I go to Cali, that's going to be the first nigga that I meet up with. Him, Malik Spellman. Hold on. Let me see if I got Malik Spellman, because he be dropping some shit. Malik Spellman. I got to see Big Flossie. It's a lot of official Cali cats I got to I'm going to check in with, man. Definitely Brooklyn to Cali. Malik Spellman, Big Flossie. Quite a few. But those are the main three that I'm definitely going to check in with when I come to Cali. For real. And I am going to go to Cali. Is there something else I was going to play? Uncle Charles, if you're still in the building, I'm going to call you when I get off. Is there anything else? I got something else I'm going to play. So just hold on. Let's listen to Charleston White stand up real quick. All right? Let's listen real quick.
make noise if you're ready for TK. You're here for TK Kirkland. Let me make some noise. You see him on Planet TV. He travels the mother. Get ready for the one and only Charleston White.
Coconut. Nigga, I get that motherfucking phone. I know how to shut the belly in. And get an angle, make it look like he's 12 inches. I'll take that motherfucking picture.
Reason why I'm playing this, I want to see how funny he is. I mean, he's all right. He's not bad. If you want to watch the rest of this, it's only like 19 minutes. If you want to hear it, press 1. And press fucking 1 if you want to hear it. If not, press 2. All right? I haven't really listened to his stand up at all. So, I just want to, you know, see how good he said he did. If y'all want to see it, press 1, goddamn it.
Man, I don't know what that nigga trying to call me. Then I had to like, I said, he keep out that dick that was. I sent that dick to him, how he described it. Now, I don't know about you know what Cochrane is? Don't know what it is myself. You know what Cochrane is? What about you, sir? Man, he's like, I got one now. She know what Cochrane is? What's a Cochrane? What's a Cochrane? What do we do? Swell up like a balloon. Put that motherfucker at the base of it, and then swell up like a balloon. So that's what I finally do. So I said, shit, I want one. I want to sell that motherfucker. That might keep them in and out the grocery store, bother them, they around with two dick pieces that they said. Now it's in the really show. So listen, this nigga standing on the box, Cochrane Challenge. I said, man, I ain't got no Cochrane. But you know what? That nigga describing that ring around the dick when you get circumcised, that circumcision ring. So the more he kept saying cock ring, cock ring, cock ring, I just want to let y'all know I got my own cock ring. I didn't know what a motherfucking cock ring was. These niggas get that money, they get their bellies done, they even get BBLs done. Now listen, if I get the kind of money that that boy got when I'm out in business and show $300,000, and then go to Dubai and then ride camels and shit. I'm not fucking with my belly. Nigga, I'm blowing my dick up. Nigga, I'm going from 7 inches to 13. Fuck, I want, man, they don't want no belly. When the night come out, man, I like more than some good dick. You ain't got to have a job. Nigga, you ain't got to have nowhere to stay. Nigga, you ain't got to have nothing to drive. Just have some good dick and know what to say when you're fucking.
Gonna hold you is he's okay, but look, get your money, but it's not that I don't know, and it's not my cup of tea. I'm gonna tell you that it ain't my cup of tea, but this shit right here was crazy.
That's just what a nigga on. Internet call, got a kiss her through the fall.
That ain't you,
nigga.
That is me, look, Aiden Ross.
That ain't you.
That's me, Aiden Ross, which one?
You sound like a nigga.
Really?
You ought to start back using the word nigga.
Really?
Yeah,
I sound good, bro.
Yeah, man, nigga sound good coming from you.
That's your right here.
Ice sticks, sandstones, chrome on chrome. That's just what a nigga on. Internet cold, got a kisser through the phone.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. At the end of the day, listen, man. Charleston White, I do feel at the end of the day, Charleston White beat him in the head.
Aiden Ross is begging
Charleston White
to sue Aiden. So basically how this all started was when Charleston White and Prime got into that argument I posted about a week ago. And Charleston was just very upset at Aiden for Aiden not taking Charleston White's side in that argument. And since that situation, Aiden and Charleston White are on very bad terms. There's so much in bad terms.
Let me tell you something about this shit, though. I want everybody, I want to get on camera right now, but I'm not. I just want to tell y'all something on some real shit. Don't you understand that all of this is just orchestrated? This is organized chaos. Don't you know this is a constructed viral shit? You don't think they talk before they do what the fuck they do? I'm going to give Charleston White credit. I probably would do it one day. I don't know. All of this shit is fake, y'all. The majority, I give it 98%. All of this shit is fake orchestrated. You remember the shit when he was in Chicago, he did that interview, and he pulled out the fake gun that he said he had? All of that shit is orchestrated. All of this is to create negative energy, because what happens when you create negative issues or energy? It attracts you more. If you walking down the street to go to the train or to go anywhere and you see two people hug, would you stop and stare? No, you would see it and keep it pushing because they are engaging in the hug. Now, if you see someone fighting, you're going to stop and look and maybe most likely record it, correct? Correct. All of this shit, even with the Aiden Ross, this shit is orchestrated. This shit, orchestrated. All of it is orchestrated. That's why he's being around these people who has a lot of views, has a lot of influence, that have a lot of followers, subscribers, all of that. They construct, orchestrate, premeditate on different subject matters. And that's what it is, subject matters. Like, you know what, we're going to go eat, and we're going to say this, just some little shit, it don't matter. Once we start arguing, we can say whatever, because we got the people's attention. All of this shit is not real. I think all this shit is real. Y'all on another fucking planet. All, when I say all, I mean the 98%, and I'm going to push it up to 99. All of this shit is fake. And I'm going to tell you too. I'm going to do it too, because listen, I got a lot of subscribers. I got close to 12,000 subscribers in a week. But see, you're going to have 1 million subscribers. You know how these channels be having 1 million subscribers or 300, I'm 165,000, 200,000, 300,000, 400,000. And they go live, it'd be probably, you know what I mean? It'd be some thousand, no, depends on who it is. Or if you're a rapper, you have all these people that love you and this, that, and the third. You put out an album, you can't even sell 100,000. Look at, what's the name? Moneybagg Yo. And Moneybagg Yo, I'm not going to hold you. Moneybagg Yo is dope. I won't call him a lyricist because he's not, but he got bars. I give Moneybagg Yo that. He could not sell, I'm not a world tour, but a United States tour. He had to say, nah, it's canceled. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, it don't matter how many people who follow you, this, that, and the third. The world is crazy. That's why I understand. I got 165,000, about to be 166 probably in a few days. I understand. If I go live, I probably get 100, 200, 300, maybe 1,000, maybe 0.3,000. It all depends on the subject matter. I understand it. So that's why I don't let it get to me, because I already understand it, the algorithm. And not even just the algorithm, because that's automated. That's computerized. People, humans, period. I understand. I understand the game. So you see this 8 is raw. We asked Charleston White. You see Charleston White right here.
No, you're going
to
get an 8.
I'm going to play. I never seen this before. I'm going to give this. I'm going to give this literally less than 3 minutes. I never seen this before, but I'm going to play it. But you tell me this is real. It looks like something about to happen. And that's why these niggas is so clickbait with the thumbnails. I pride myself on never being a clickbait dude. Never been. But there's a lot of people that do interviews with people. I ain't saying no names, but I could give you at least four, like literally four. But two main ones that y'all may know, but I ain't gonna say nothing. The title be off. And when you click on it and you hear the interview, they don't say nothing that's in the fucking title. It's all about clickbait. A lot of people is clickbait without y'all knowing. But let me just give this a little bit. I never seen this before, but let's see. But I'm gonna tell you, this shit is orchestrated.
No, you're gonna get an 8. 7.5. I'm thinking of number between 1 through 10.
Eight.
No, don't say it out loud. Okay, ready? Think of number between 1 through 10. Chat, you do this too. You got it in your head? Add it by 2. Add it by 3.
Just lost me. So think about the number 1 through 10.
Add it by 2. By 3.
Okay.
Now subtract the number from the original number that you had. Subtract the number you have right now. 5.
15 for me.
No, it's not 15.
Yeah, you lost.
It's 5.
How you know?
Because I just did the math.
How you know what I picked up?
Oh my God.
How you know what I picked?
Huh?
How did you know what I picked?
Because I promised you to do it. We finna do it.
Oh, well, I ain't know what this is. But anyway, a lot of this shit be clickbait, period. So y'all already know. And this nigga got 48,000 subscribers, but he probably got more, you know, on other platforms and shit like that. Somebody put Rumble in there earlier. I already subscribed to Rumble. So probably before this week is out, I'm going to be on Rumble as well. So I'm going to need y'all to go subscribe there. Now, in the interview that I got with, I was about to say Keefy B, but with Reggie Wright, it's really good, I'm telling you. But I'll let you know, he was more reserved, but certain shit towards the end that I was talking about, especially with the Big and Pac shit, yeah, he got irritated. Just a little bit. He ain't give a whole lot, but he got irritated. So there's some key things that I haven't put up yet. I put some up on Instagram today and TikTok, but with the Keefy B shit, but there's more where he really got irritated, and I know a lot of things. He may not know that I know, but there's a lot of things that I know. You know what I'm saying? So certain things I was asking him was kind of getting to him a little bit, and he did not want to answer it. You understand what I'm saying? So if you want to see the full interview, go to my Patreon. It's under any video of mine in the description box. Click on Patreon. Make sure you hit the $10 pledge. And salute to the people that's still on my Patreon. Salute to y'all. But with that being said, let me see. Let me play a little bit more. I'm going to go to my sidebars and I'm out, man. But thanks to the only two people, I'm going to show y'all some love. I'm going to give y'all, I'm going to shout y'all name out. Oh, I didn't even know I got. Oh, I did not. Oh, okay, got it. All right. Anyway. Hold on. She was in the chat. My Off Deuce One. Thank you for your donation and the illest nigga in Nebraska. Thank you for showing some love to the platform. All right. Let's see. Matter of fact, hold on. Let me check something because I got some messages. Hold on. All right, we got some more. Let me call my boy real quick. Hold on, let me call my boy, and let me know if you can hear him too. Hold on. Can y'all hear that? Let me call my boy real quick, man. All right, probably off. Anyway, let me go to. Hold on, it's when six girls arrested for getting a. What? Six girls connect some. Wait, what? Six girls arrested for Kenika Jenkins' murder case. Hold on. Wait a minute. I think I see something in my messages too about that. Hold on, let me see something. Hold on. Can I ask y'all a question? Do anybody know about what happened with the Kenika Jenkins case? Do anybody know about the Kenika Jenkins shit? Oh, shit. I guess not. All right. Is that clickbait, Mike? No, I don't know. Hold on. I'm going to call this person back right now. We live because I'm about to get out of here in like 20 minutes. I don't know if y'all can hear the phone ringing, but okay. All right. Do anybody know about the Kenika Jenkins case? Hold on. Let me try to look it up on YouTube real quick. Let me do that. Kenika Jenkins update. I don't know. Well, wait, hold on. They just seen it. Hold on. I'm trying to pull something out the hat for y'all, so just hold the fuck up. Any motherfucking way. All right, let me go to my saves, man. All right, let me do this, man. I'm going to get up out of here. I ain't fucking with y'all right now. All right, let's do this. All right. Wait a minute. Oh, I'm about to say, what the fuck was that? All right. Okay. Let's see. I never seen this one before. What is this?
To save their farm under this flag. Who was working that farm?
My family
was. Who was working the farm?
They were poor. Do you know how much a slave cost back then?
My family fought to save their farm under this flag. Who was working that farm?
My family was.
Who was working the farm?
They were poor. Do you know how much a slave cost back then?
My family fought to save their farm under this.
Thank you to my brother, Brooklyn from Brooklyn to Cali for showing some love to the platform. Appreciate you. Yeah, this one right here is crazy. Anyway, let's scroll real quick. All right. Shorty. Oh, man. Survived, but her friend was murdered. So we got a 17-year-old girl who was referred as Drea was shot and killed. Now the other female who's 17 years old heard screaming in the video, which is I think this is the one that passed away, but the other girl, she survived. So I don't know, man, but this shit out here is crazy. Milwaukee, you know, I don't know, man. We got girls getting killed since, I mean, you know, it is what it is, but, you know, since when, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and bitches and females in Cali, they be getting murdered like a motherfucker too, you know what I'm saying? Depending on what flag they flagging, you know what I mean? Or who you've been associated with, man. I'm gonna play that in a minute, but for those who don't know, and this is for my Caribbean people, when they say you don't have no culture, this is for my Latino too. When I say Caribbean, you have to add the Latino in it too. But for some who may not know, let's just differentiate it: the Caribbean people and the Latino and the Anglo-Saxon people. For those who don't think Black American people have culture and has been doing things. I know we know, because at the end of the day, we the shit, period. And I'm saying Black Americans. I'm not saying any other culture ain't the shit. I'm not saying that. Mm-mm. Nope, not at all. But I was about to say something, but I keep it to myself. But check Valerie Thomas out real quick.
This is another Black in Review moment. Did you know a Black woman paved the way for 3D movies? Valerie Thomas was born in Maryland in 1943. In the late 70s, Thomas discovered that concave mirrors can create the illusion of three-dimensional objects and began experimenting with how she could visually transmit the 3D illusion. In 1980, she patented the illusion transmitter, a device that created the illusion of three-dimensional images in movies. Before her invention, movies were limited to two dimensions. Her invention brought the magic of 3D movies to life and continues to impact the movie industry today. Valerie Thomas is a revolutionary inventor in the world of movies. So the next time you enjoy a 3D movie, remember the hard work and ingenuity of Valerie Thomas. Like and follow Black in Review for more moments like this.
And I looked that up, and it's absolutely true. So we created everything. 99% of everything. And that's truth. So you cannot ever discredit the Black American influence, contributions, and inventions of the world. If it wasn't for her, Valerie Thomas, you would not be having these 3D fucking images. You would not be seeing what you see. If it wasn't for that Black man, I swear to God, I forgot his name, but I'm looking at his face right now. You wouldn't have PlayStation. You wouldn't have ColecoVision. He created that. You wouldn't have the 2600 Atari. You wouldn't have the fucking Sega Genesis. Nintendo Sega Genesis. The shit where you Sega. What was the other shit where you played the 007 on? You wouldn't have PlayStation 4. A 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. A Black man created that shit. Black people. Black American. Black American. That excludes everyone else. Black American. I'm gonna say it one more time. Black American. If it rub you the wrong way, that's your fault, because y'all always say that we don't have culture when we are the culture. So give this lady some fucking props. See, you know what the thing is? We look more towards celebrities, athletes, musicians and stuff, instead of the real people who paved the way for you to sit your ass down on a folding chair with the thing on the back so you can lean back in the chair. Macaroni and cheese, chips, the GPS system that we all need to the GPS, the cell phone that you have right now watching me on. If you're on your cell phone, that was a black man that made that. All of these are facts upon facts upon facts. But y'all Caribbean people, you white people, you Hispanic people will say black Americans, I'm differentiating now, have no culture. Do y'all even know what culture is? Ask any Caribbean, white or Hispanic, what's, they would say their music, their food, their creation, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Their music. So what makes you think black Americans don't have any of that? It superseded those things. Y'all don't want to hear that? Let's give Miss Valerie Thomas her fucking flowers. And she was a NASA scientist. How you think they got into the fucking outer planet, as they say? It was three black American women. But black people don't get the love that we deserve. The love that we deserve, but it's fine. But that's right, Jerry Lewis, Lawson is the, thank you, Ruben Wilkins. Jerry Lawson is the one with the cell phones. Everybody look it up. The names is there. Don't deny and talk under your fucking breath. Look it up and find it out for yourself before you judge. Nintendo 64, thank you, with the 007. So, yeah, when you start speaking like that, the numbers go down. Everybody wants you to talk about nigga shit. But I'm changing my format anyway, but I'm going to still give you that real. I'm not changing anything. I'm changing up, though. I'm going to keep it a buck. But still, I'm going to give you that real shit. And I'm going to tell you something. As much as I love Dick Gregory, I don't need to say pause, but we know Baba Gregory, the ancestor. Fellas, that's in here right now. I need you to pay attention to this. Do you believe in it? I mean, I get what he's saying. But would you look at what he's saying as disgusting? Okay, let's listen.
Got a big old booty, and everybody says, she's a fine booty. The booty is where the doo-doo is, boy. Put there by God, just the garbage can. So how you get so messed up with this white boy? You think the bigger the booty, the finer it is. That's like going to Kmart. You see a big old garbage can, that's the filth. And now we can convince her she walks switching that big old booty and all that. It ain't nothing but doo-doo in there. God made that as the garbage can for your filth. And this white boy and taught us there's some symbol of sexism.
I'm going to tell you something right now, Baba Gregory. If you saying the big fat ass on the black woman is the trash can and is doo-doo back there, I'm going to tell you something. I need a full course meal of doo-doo. Do you understand? I want the hot sauce. I want a side of shit bread. Cornbread with ass drippings on it. I would take it. Are you fucking kidding me, Baba Gregory? You're so fascinated with the ass walking down the street and bada bada ba. That is the trash can. Well, goddamn it, give me the whole sanitation station, nigga. I want the what you call that shit? I forgot, but God damn it, shit, I want that, okay? I want, listen, fellas, get the fuck, thank you, real talk, Mike, God damn it. If the ass is the trash can, bitch, I want the whole fucking garbage truck station. I want the garbage juice. I want the dumpster juice. Give me the whole fucking dumpster. Give me that. Are you fucking crazy? I love kissing a female. It all depends. But I like kissing a female's ass cheek. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, and I'm still going to spread it too, nigga. I'm going to spread that. Listen, and it all depends on who you are, lady. I'm going to lick your ass, nigga, right in between it, okay? It all depends now. I licked a couple of assholes in women. Let me just be very specific. It hasn't been that much, but I'm just saying, and I never had anything tart come out of that. So if that's the garbage can, I take it, okay? Fuck that. A nigga like me, a nigga, okay? Fuck that. Give me the garbage can. I will sleep in it. Fuck that. You hear me? Fuck out of here. All this garbage can ass out here. Shit. I want the whole sanitation fucking station. I want it all. I want some ass juice, okay? Give me a dumpster truck, bitch. Give me all that. I take it. You heard? I'm an ass man, too. I love a female with a nice ass, too. Real nice. You know what I mean? You can have a little, you can have some dimples in it, all that. I take it. I lick the damn pothole in it, okay? Shit. As long as you clean yourself. Let's give this black woman some love for being a pilot.
Married on a traffic type of 140 November Delta is 5 miles north of the field. Going to maneuver over the blue water tanks at 1,500 feet to enter the downwind for runway 11, Married Island.
Did anyone hear me?
I mean, that's it. Look, I'm playing this last one, then I'm out. Look at our beautiful sister right there, Lonely Girl. She on TikTok. I'm gonna follow her on TikTok. Shout out to Lonely Girl. Is she lonely? Yo, are you lonely in the sky? I'm gonna tell you one thing. I ain't flying with you, baby. I see you. I be the one with the two cones and shit. And make sure you in between the lines and shit. You know what I mean? Lining up when you on a, you know, you riding on the plane and shit. The pocket, bitch. I be the nigga with the two cones, bitch. I am not flying with you until you got 1,100,000 miles, okay, of experience. But any motherfucking who, I'm gonna play this, and let me tell you something before I play this. I think, I don't know if any of y'all heard this. I don't care what y'all say, but I'm going to end this live on this, right? I don't want to be no other culture, no other nationality, or no other ethnic background. That's no disrespect to anybody, because I'm pretty sure anybody from other backgrounds and creeds and shit, y'all love y'all own, and rightfully so, and you supposed to. And I supposed to, too. It's just something about black people, despite the negative shit, despite the shit that we do, but we are the most innovative, creative people. And I'm not just talking about entertainment. Y'all already know what we did. But this right here, I think, you know how... happy birthday to you. This is how we just changed it. But this is a new one. This shit right here, I love it. I love this shit right here. This make me love black people even more. And it's just the small shit. The small shit that we do, just let you know. I don't want to be anything else. I'm sorry. I don't want to be anything else. If I die, come back, bring me back black. And those are a lot of bars. Bring me back as a black person. I don't give a fuck. Bring me back as black. But this is cute, and I'm out with this one.
One, two.
See, but that they had like 20 verses on this shit, but I'm just saying, this little shit like that is dope. I don't know about you. I don't care about your feelings. But that was dope. But anyway, I'm out of here. Kiss my ass. Love you at the same time. Always bet on black. Peace, bitches.
Gotta push on the easy shit, cuz. Right? Cuz these fucking bugs are going in your ear. It don't make no sense for me to get ear plugs. And that's what I was gonna do to not look so fucking crazy right now. You know, when you out here in the country, gotta push on the easy shit, cuz. Right? Cuz these fucking bugs are going in your ear. It don't make no sense for me to get ear plugs. And that's what I was gonna do. To not look so fucking crazy right now with the shirt on my head, but fuck that. Yo, go see, they trying to get me already. Look at this shit. They trying to get me already. Yo, I got some shit planned. And I should see. You should go to my fucking Patreon. Go check out the Oh my god. Big ass punching bag. Oh my god, son. Look. Yo, what the fuck, man? I don't like this shit. Yo, son, what the fuck, man? All these snake holes and shit. Yo, what the fuck, man? Hold on. What the fuck? Bro, what the fuck, huh? Like, it's like fresh piece of meat, son. Like, I'm fresh meat out here, man. This is why I don't come outside unless I got to. Where should I shoot at? Oh, shit. Alright. So, haven't done this yet. So, let's try something, man. All right? I'm going to erase this shit soon, though. All right. We're going to go outside. Where everybody at, man? Got the LDJ equipment right there. That shit crazy. Everybody, you know when you're out here in the country, you gotta push it over your ears and shit, cuz.
Yo, what's up with you, man? You ain't, listen, let me ask you something. You ain't fucking with me like that, let me know, man. I won't bother you no more, man. Let me know now. You said what? I mean, come on. I hit you up. You ain't gonna text me back. All right, I'm just saying, I don't want to waste your time. I want to see you and all that. You want to see me and all that. It, you know, I get you. You know, I definitely get the situation, I understand. But I don't want to waste your time, though. You know what I'm saying? So if you want me to fall back, just let me know. I'll leave you alone, even though I want to bite your funky ass. Yo, do me a favor. Come see me right now, real quick. You said what? Well, bring your son too. He be all right. When he drink juice, I got mini muffins, all that. All right. You sound like you sick or something. You all right? You all right over there? All right, so can you do you want to come see me tomorrow or you want to plan for a day? What the fuck you gotta do tomorrow? Oh, you didn't do it today. So when I'm gonna see you, babe? I got clippers. I could cut his hair. All right. That's what's up. So this weekend, are you sure, Big Toe? Huh? Do you want to see me now? All right, man. Come on, man. Fuck. Shit. You know, I feel like, and I'm not even like that. I feel like I'm fucking being thirsty or some shit. Am I being thirsty? You say yeah? What? All right, man. I don't know what's going on, man. I really don't. But I definitely understand the situation for sure. I do understand that. You know, your parents and all that, you got your son. I take all that into consideration. You know what I'm saying? I do. And, you know, I just, you know, met you. You know what I'm saying? Just spoke to you, yesterday. So, you know, I get it. That's definitely, you know what I'm saying? So I get it. I'm taking all that into consideration. You know, so. You know, at the end of the day, it's really me. So I take that. It's really me. It's me. So, you know, I apologize for that. You know, but I'm just the type that, you know, I don't want to waste nobody's time. You know what I'm saying? Everybody move at their own pace. You know what I mean? Beat to their own drum. You understand? So I don't want to, I feel like I rushed it a little bit. I mean, you was with it too, but you know the circumstances that was there. So I get it. So you know, but I just don't want to waste each other's time. And, you know, I don't want to do that. Because I want to just have you just, you know what I'm saying, like. Stringing you along, I'm gonna do that. So, but I'm not. I ain't doing shit this weekend. You know, Now, if you, like, if you and me was in New York, that'd be fucking different. All right, motherfucker, I see what I see. Okay? But, but I ain't doing nothing this weekend. So, you sure you're going to come see me this weekend, punk? Can you get on camera? Can I see the mustache on your chin or something? Can I see you? I know. Can I see my future boo? Can I see you? I see what I'm going to have to do with you, though. But I see it. Why I'm going to tell you? I'm not going to tell you. But I know what I need to do with you, though. It ain't bad. But I know what I need to do. You know? I'm going to have to make you want that. You know what I'm saying? That situation. Listen, I know you a player. Listen, look. I was there where you at, man. I've been through the stages before. Okay. So whatever, man.
You want to get back to my bag? Like I got five friends and I got five friends. I'm fucking hungry. Did you eat that, baby? What you cook? You be talking so fucking light. Can you talk like fucking Barry White or something right now? I don't know. What you cook? I'm being my dick in here. How long you been back though? You to call me on video. Can you do that? Can you put your scarf on your head or something? Or your foot? The scarf or fitted cap? Something. I don't know. Negro? Alright. So you gonna keep, are you going to call me back on video?
Yes.
And how long? All right, cool. All right. fucking retard. Yo, these bitches is slow, son. I don't know where. These bitches is retards, man. That bitch is a fucking slow bunny. That bitch is slow. Like, slow, slow. Damn, son. Fuck with these slow-ass bitches, man.
Right? Because these fucking bugs are going in your ear, and it don't make no sense for me to get ear plugs. That's what I was going to do, to not look so fucking crazy right now. But